This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague John Cochran, the Hoover Institution, about tariffs, inflation, and the Federal Reserve anticipation that lower interest rates are desired by the president, but that Mr. Powell has been holding the line because he's concerned about inflation coming soon enough. In this instance, the inflation is predicted by fourth quarter, right now, 25, and first quarter, 26, in several months. What can be done? Here's John Cochran observing tariffs and inflation and the Fed's meeting within hours, an announcement. More of this tonight.
Absolutely. No. What he can't mitigate is the fact that imported goods are going to get more expensive relative to your wages and other things. He can help choose the level of all of that stuff. I think the Fed and Chris Waller was clear about this. They understand that tariffs are a one-time rise in the price level. And so Chris was saying, well, we're going to look through that. In other words, just let it happen, but it doesn't turn into permanent inflation. Well, that's exactly what they did in 2020, 2021. It was a one-time rise in the price level, but the peasants with pitchforks were pretty unhappy about it, and I think for good reasons. We lost 20% of the value of our money. So the Fed's kind of caught between a rock and a hard spot here. The tariffs, as they come through, are going to cause extra inflation. We're stuck at 3%. We're in danger of stalling 20 feet off the runway here, or inflation's kind of like cockroaches. We're not really done. Yet the president wants lower interest rates in great part to lower interest costs on the debt and make the deficits not look so bad. Plus, they got this supply shock of tariffs on the way, which is, you know, you can say one time rise in the price level, but it's going to look awfully unhappy while it comes. So they are between that rock and a hard spot, and good luck to them.